This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on my show was October the 14th of 2019. And we thought it was time for him to come back and let us know what he's been up to for the last 5 or 6 months. We're talking about Hemp Americana, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol HMPQ. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Salvador Rizzoli. Salvador, welcome, and thank you for coming back on the show.
Thank you very much for allowing me to come back.
You know, where the heck have you been, and what have you been doing all these past months, 5 or 6 months it's been?
Well, I got to tell you, in the past 5, 6 months, we started the company. The idea came on December 2013, and we opened the corporation on February 14, and then the IPO, and then the Reg A, and blah, blah, blah. But it's 6 years plus that we've been working at this. And the last 6 months has been the darkest period for Hemp Americana because, as you know, the company has been developed using what is called tranches. A tranche is a piece of investment where people buy shares at the regular price, which is a discounted price, and then they sell it at the market price, making a profit.
Yes.
That dried out completely for all these months. I had to then go back to my piggy bank.
Yes.
And I had a bunch of cryptos, about 72 cryptos and some Ethereums and all of that.
Correct.
Everything is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I put everything to keep the company afloat. But not only afloat, we were inching forward ever so slowly, but we were never static, okay? We were moving forward, and we are still moving forward at this moment without capital. And as you know, this is a business that is capital intensive. And when the capital dries out, well, who knows why? Is survival was the main name of the game. And fortunately, we survived. I have a building in Brooklyn. I put it on the market, and it's about to close. I'm all in, like in Texas Hold'em.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Well, let me ask you this. You sent me an email yesterday, and you told me to go take a look at your new website. Bring my listeners and your stockholders up to date. How's it coming along? Are you starting to do sales?
Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. We opened the website, hempamericana.com. Immediately was hacked. We brought it up. They hacked it again. We brought it up and started selling like crazy. PayPal confiscated the money and banned me personally and the company also and kept the money. Okay?
Wow.
So, yeah. So then looking for banking solutions, it took almost 4.5 months, all the time being needled by restless shareholders that have no idea what kind of effort it takes to build a company like this with your nails, with no capital.
I understand.
Okay? So what happens is that we have to open a different website called hempamericana.store, hempamericana.store. And that website is open and is taking orders. Yesterday, we just opened a couple of days ago.
Okay, got it.
And yesterday, I shipped the first 9 orders that came through that website. It was very exciting to see that the new banking service that took 4.5 months to establish is working. I used to be a domainer.
Okay.
Back in the day when they began, and I still have about 444 domains related to cannabis, marijuana, hemp, CBD, and so forth. So the idea that we are doing now is we're going to migrate back to .com.
Right.
Now that we cleaned up the whole situation. And we are in the process of opening up 444 pages pointing to hempamericana.com. So it will be like a cloud of domains trolling the cyberspace. Okay? So in addition, I contracted with Alibaba business to business. Now, this happened about 3 to 4 weeks ago, and it takes a long time to the documents go back and forth, and you need this, you need that, and it's about to open. Alibaba business to business. Also, we are opening wholesale and white label, okay? And we are really working right now and bringing up to speed the website so that they're not so rudimentary. As you know, everything takes capital. And without the capital, I don't even know how I done it to get to this point. But we got the first sales, as I tell you. We have a great opportunity now. We have over 20,000 bottles filled, and we're still filling with the CBD full spectrum. Nothing added, nothing taken out. That means that this is a real McCoy, and all you have to do is taste it and try it against the so-called isolate or the so-called broad spectrum, okay? And you will see that our CBD work is the real thing.
So where do we go? So where do we go from here? What are your plans for the company to get you out of the doldrums right here and to move forward and to bring value back to your shareholders? Where do we go from here?
Well, as I said to you, since I've been dependent on tranches, and I'm trying to free myself from them, trying to get to the market. Every stage of the game, from the idea to the incorporation to the IPO to the reggae, everyone has taken me into a different space. And in that space, as I entered it, I am the newbie. And I have become like an octopus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we are entering the marketing stage. Well, that takes a different effort, a different knowledge, and a different everything than buying equipment and setting up the factory and all of that. So we are breaking through now through the marketing. I have an offer that I
Do you have any projections on your sales, say, between now and the second or third quarter of 2020?
Well, look, you can wish whatever you want, but the only thing you can do is do your due diligence in a daily basis, and that will determine the future. Like Lao Tse, you know.
I agree.
The Taoist master says, first is the thinking. Then the thinking brings the word, and the word brings the action. And the action brings the habit, and the habit brings the character, and the character brings the destiny. My personal approach to life is based on impeccable intention. That means impeccable intention. There's no greed allowed. I am determined to produce the best CBD
right
that you can have.
I understand that. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from this interview today?
That we right now have 20,000 bottles of different formulas ready to go. And if anybody can place those 20,000 bottles into one wholesaler, the commission is $400,000. Okay? Otherwise, we will continue to plug along and make sales as we are able to do. But the opportunity right now is that. So maybe somebody can step up to the plate.
Well, Salvador, I want to thank you for coming on the show. The only thing I ask is that you not wait 5 or 6 months to come back on.
No. We will not wait that long anymore.
My guest today has been Salvador Roselli. You can find him on the OTC markets. His ticker symbol is HMPQ. The name of his company is Hemp Americana, Inc. His new website, if you want to check that out and buy some of his new products, is hempamericana.store. I want to thank you, Salvador, for coming on the show, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, Everett. Same to you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.